Hello, Internet. Welcome to Creep the Podcast. I'm Bronwyn Isaac, the host and main creep, and today I have with me two very lovely creeps and comedians, Mara Wiles and Lillian Devane.
I'm watching you from afar.
I was breathing heavy if you couldn't pick up on that.
If you guys didn't hear that, we felt it. We did.
Yeah.
As with all episodes, today we'll be discussing some of the creepiest things we've done to, you know, hit on someone, let our feelings be known, whether romantic or otherwise, and also just, like, what does it mean to be creepy?
Yeah.
Sure. People normally like the advances I make, but I can try to relate in some way.
Yeah, having never been rejected, I think it's a little
it's hard for all of us to place. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
This life I've chosen, it's been filled with acceptance and general approval, so it's really hard to pick one moment.
Yeah.
But no, I'm kidding. I've definitely been there.
I think, weirdo. I mean, we can dedicate this episode to all of the people who, like, have less success than us, you know, romantically and socially. It goes out to you. Okay, before we get into our personal stories,
yeah.
I really want to hash out this news story. I don't know if you guys saw,
okay,
but there was a woman who sent, I believe it was 65,000
text messages
in a row.
What?
To a man.
She went on one date with him.
Yeah.
Oh, Lillian, I can't believe you haven't heard that. She went on one date with him.
My mouth is agape.
Yeah, and this is totally up your alley as far as, like, media to intake.
Yeah.
So she went on one date, right, Bronwyn? And then she sent him 65,000 text messages. He never responded, from what I understand.
Yeah, he didn't respond.
He didn't block her either, so kind of on him at this point. After 1,000 text messages, unless she's sending them, was it through... I just saw the headline, but I read
like snippets of articles through the Twitter moment because I'm a true intellectual.
Mm-hmm, that's how I take all my news, is Twitter moments as well.
Just get the tweet, like the quote tweets, and try to piece it together.
Nightmare.
Such a nightmare. But yeah, I don't know if she went to Facebook messaging or, you know, if she
was she doing it on multiple platforms.
Right.
How long of a period of time was it?
Were they just like, sup, hey, text me back.
I love you.
There was a lot about how she wanted to give love to him.
I think she got arrested for something.
She did get arrested for stalking.
Oh, she broke in his house and took a bath in his tub.
Yeah.
That's how you want... Ladies, tip. That's how you're going to get him.
If you're trying to snag a man.
If he hasn't returned your text.
Get in the tub.
Break into his house and get in that tub.
Oh my God.
And then in her photo, she's just like smiling. And then the quote is, I just want to love him. All I want to do is love him.
And there's like, did you watch the, there was a video clip of her?
No. She has like a look in her eyes. She's mentally ill. She definitely,
absolutely.
So she's an ill person.
Absolutely what? Not. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. There's definitely 65,000 too many texts.
I didn't know.
Ladies, you gotta let them know.
Yeah, in the video, she was like, yeah, I just, you know, what the meaning of love is that you give love and you just keep giving it and you just keep giving it. And she was like, and if I can't give it to him, then I guess I'll just keep trying.
Oh, God.
And
must have been a great date. I wonder what they did. Did they go to putt-putt?
Like, is he, like, really good in bed? Like, what's the
deal? I don't think they got that far. I feel like
there's no way.
There's no way they got that far. Right?
I'm sure after 10 minutes with this woman, he was like, I gotta go.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I forgot.
My mom's
dead. Church.
Yeah, I gotta go right now.
Ladies be creeps, too. Yeah, it's pretty intense. It's a pretty intense. I mean, yeah, because mental illness is definitely at play in this scenario.
It's not just reading
the signals of someone not just being that into you. Have you guys heard of that book? Filled with a lot of wisdom.
Yeah, and the movie?
A lot of wisdom. The movie, even better.
I mean, that moment on Sex and the City, I mean, iconic.
That guy made such a career of being like, it's just that obvious, guys.
Ladies.
That poor girl.
I know.
That poor guy, though, that's got to be kind of...
Right.
A lot.
Also, I'm sorry. I feel like that's kind of... Maybe I'm just in an emotional mood, but, like, I can't believe he just, like, released that to the internet. I don't know.
No, I know. I know. I'm
well,
like,
well, maybe I think she got arrested. I mean, I don't know if it was.
She got arrested.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah,
I guess I think, you're right. Okay, yeah.
No,
but he was just shaming her, but.
Yes, he didn't do like it, he didn't do like a Twitter thing
okay.
about it. It was more like the reports, but you know, it's like whenever someone gets arrested for something absurd, I feel like it goes viral.
Sure, makes sense.
But I still, it is. I mean, I think like talking about mental health and creepiness is there's a lot there.
Well, sure, yeah. sure, sure, sure. Some people
like,
are. It's a chemical imbalance that is causing all these impulses to be acting on high, or
yeah.
they don't even recognize social cues on what would be a normal situation.
Right, exactly. And like, oh, I have these intense love feelings, and so I'm just going to keep expressing them.
But also not to excuse obsessive stalking behavior.
No. I mean,
and not,
obviously.
Yeah.
Nobody should break into your house and take a bath unless you want them to.
Yeah,
right.
That's what you're
unless
into.
It's consensual.
Give consent, and
so
then,
that they can.
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, honestly, like my boyfriend has keys, and if I came here and he was taking a bath, I would still be creeked out.
Yeah,
they just have a lot of questions.
Like,
what his day is
like?
What
are
his,
you okay?
What's his thought process?
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah,
this is where I come to take a bath when you guys aren't when you and your roommates aren't home. This is where I come to unwind.
Yeah, exactly. I need this.
This
like,
is my space, Bronwyn.
I think it depends also like if there were candles, like what music was playing.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
a whole
I mean,
scene.
If he's bathing and he's got a photo of like. I'm trying to think of someone that would be very strange for you to walk into and be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
B. Arthur.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
where's
yeah,
the
yeah.
connection?
No,
right.
I love that. Yeah,
what if he's just like doing naked yoga in your, I mean, there's
right.
different levels of comfort
yeah.
for a boyfriend to have in a home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then, yeah, exactly. So then imagine somebody you went on one date with.
I can't imagine walking in my house and having anybody that I'm not familiar with being in there.
Yeah,
in there.
Me neither. Me
no,
neither.
Yeah, that's a total.
I'm surprised you didn't like, locker or she's lucky he didn't
like he's
who knows he doesn't know who's in there
he obviously I mean I don't know anything about him but he seems like pretty like he's got his head on his shoulders that he didn't do something psycho bad
yeah.
you know what I
what
mean
if
like it could have escalated
had,
if he was also
what
like,
if he's
he
the guy who has a gun on him you know
yeah yeah I mean that and that would be a story oh man
could you imagine
ooh,
she's and he's a concealed carry guy and he sees her and he's like
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Have y'all, before we turn this into like
a Lifetime movie,
have you, I mean, I'm assuming, although I don't know, like that neither of you have ever like broken in to take a bath.
Thank you for that assumption
yeah,
of my
weird.
Character. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a great guess.
No, I don't think I've ever, I mean, I've
yeah.
never hit, I've definitely done some things that, again, like, if it was a gender reversal, people, I think that the, when you're a creep, there's, like, that implied threat, right?
Exactly.
And that's why it's, quote, unquote,
someone
different.
Someone feels unsafe.
Right, it's, quote, different for women, because
mm-hmm.
we aren't as, like, physically capable, I mean, we are, but it's different, right?
Yeah,
the power
sure.
dynamic
there's
is different.
Not, like, a whole history of us.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah.
Murdering
doing
people for no reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, I was just telling, I mean, I've definitely had crushes on people. I would get, like, not fixated to this stream, but I have been known to put men on pedestals, because I would only
yeah.
get, like, I'd get, like, a crush, and I'd have a crush on that same person for, like, 2-3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing would ever happen.
Right.
It was, like,
all in your mind.
The deal. And
yeah.
I just would build them up, and I was saying on the way here, we were talking about, well, what would make us creepier, something from our past that was creepy, and there was a time during high school, and it was a Sadie Hawkins dance, and it
oh,
was, like, my
I
guy
it.
I first started, my freshman year, sophomore year crush. He was new, and he was so, he always pretended to throw keys at you, like, he was, like, real good at sleight of hand magic. You know those guys? You know those guys who, like, throw things at you, but they're, like, not really throwing things at you? He was kind of one
like,
of those.
Oh, and, you, and then you'd, like, move your head, and you'd be, like, oh, no, and he'd be, like, hey, just kidding, I'm hot.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was just like that with everybody, and it was, like, yeah. a Sadie Hawkins dance our freshman or sophomore year, and, like, three other girls had asked him out, and he had said no to all of them, because
oh
him and, like, two of his guy friends were going to go to a movie, and in my head, I'm, like, no. They're just, something's, he just
yeah.
really likes me, you know, or whatever.
Oh,
so I, like,
sure.
left, like, a bag of candy and a card on his desk, and we sat together in math class, and he, like, never answered me.
Aww.
And we, like, just were, oh, it's fine, like, we grew. But he's, like, swears, like, later he dated my friend in high school, and he's, like, I totally left her a note, answered her, and I was, like, I never got a response. And then I felt, like, such a weirdo. But then
yeah,
also
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
take any of the social cues. Like, maybe he just doesn't want to go to this dance.
Yeah, maybe
he just doesn't feel comfortable. Maybe he doesn't want to go.
Yeah.
Maybe it has nothing to do with you as a person.
But, like, that your brain's not so developed enough.
No,
I'm
like,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
And then I never recovered.
Teen obsession is...
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I used to drive by my other high school crush's house and listen to, like just the song. You know, whatever the song that was, like... The moment my best guy friend used to drive by the girl, he had a crush at his house because they lived in the same neighborhood, and he loved Dave Matthews at the time. And it would be like, "I wanted to love you." That's what's the song that is. It's just a Dave Matthews song, but it'd be right at that moment.
It sounds like all the other ones.
Just the one moment when I was like, "I wanted to love you," and he'd be like, "See you later, baby."
Oh my god! Yes,
so powerful.
I know, such a powerful moment, but. Lillian, what about you? What have you done as a creep?
I think all of mine came... I was too shy as, like, a teen to really go for it. I had, like, the diary.
That was, like, that, like, ruined me. I, like, never went for it again.
I get it.
That's hard. Well, also, that's, like, you went for it.
I tried.
You know?
I was like, I have a crush on this guy. He's not on my league, I think, but I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, you, like, put it out there.
We had a good rapport.
Yeah.
I was like, he's not into those other girls. It's all about me. He just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah.
He'll be with me. I know he will be.
And then
you write that in your diary over and over, like, because that's what I would do.
Circling.
I would make, like, graphs about, like, the guys I liked, and then other women I thought they liked, and then me, like, connecting us.
It starts early, doesn't it? The competition that you feel. And
so bad.
It's bad. Yeah. I mean, I think, like, I don't think I had the confidence to do anything truly weird. Besides in my diary, which are horrifying to read. But I think when I got older and I was, like, still really insecure, but in my early 20s and I could, like, drink and then, like, fully become obsessed with men, then that's when I really started.
I mean, alcohol certainly, like,
It
frees some of those
feelings. And it makes you, like, so dramatic and young.
Things
and
start to,
like,
oh my god, everything's so dramatic.
It's so dramatic, and I was totally in love with this psychopath, and...
Mm, sounds great.
Oh my god. but he was, like, sociopath. Sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, I was like, I need details on the psychopath. Okay, so.
No, he was, like, an actual, like, bad dude. And was, like, you know, like, 10 years older than me, like, classic.
Right.
But we both rode bikes, and I met him when he was fixing my bike.
Oh, my God.
And he was, bike mechanic guy, and.
Did he wear a little...
He had a little cap.
I'm a sucker for any kind of uniform like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, whatever. And, but, so we were always, not actual uniforms.
Yeah.
Just gig economy uniforms.
Exactly.
had a bike thing, but basically, well, I knew the path that his ex-girlfriend rode on her bike to go to work, so go to the end of the street at this certain time and just to watch her ride by on her bike.
I've definitely done things like that before,
Like scoping out.
Yes.
And then one time when we were, like, on a dramatic break, I saw his bike in front of a bookstore and I rode home as fast as I could, totally changed my outfit, and then just, like, walked in and was, like, browsing fiction.
Yes.
And then he was like, oh, and I, like, had put on, like, a really cute dress and, like, looked super cute, and I was like, oh god,
you read?
Hey. I read.
Did I just, like, run into you while looking super cute?
Oh my god. And, like, holding, like, Sarcha or something. Oh my god. So, like, I definitely did it was in Boston, which is a very small place, so it's easy
to run into someone
and plan it out. And the bike thing is, like, a posting of where you are.
It's so great.
Always
and
track
the fact
it.
That you're like, I know that bike.
If I saw, like, that bike right now, I would have a stomach flip.
Would you go home and change and go there?
No, I would be like, you're the fucking
he's followed me.
Yeah.
Oh, he's married now.
Of course. Horrible. Yeah.
She's talking about Lance Armstrong.
Yeah. I am Sheryl Crow. So.
Reveal.
Hello. I used to pull it off. You have a look.
Thank you so much. But he was definitely, I honestly think that it can be a combination of different things, but when you have an obsession with someone that's unhealthy and the person themselves is an unhealthy person, inspiring this dynamic, that really increases the craziness, because I felt like I was losing my mind and I felt like I had to resort to creepiness in that way to, like, get him because it was unhealthy.
Well, and because he wasn't someone who was just going to respond
to
like a normal attraction. And it's so weird that we go there too. You're like, because what kind of relationship is going to come from you being like, okay, well, I've seen him and I'm going to go follow him and then I'm going to change who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to love me and then we're going to be together. It's like, that's never going to be a good situation.
Like, I tracked his location and I figured out the way that I
pinged him and I cracked
And now he's going to pay attention because he loves that shit.
Yeah. I've never done any of the like, you know, I've only really, the one relationship I'm in is my main relationship I've ever been in.
Sure.
And we've always been real, I've never done, there's people you hear, they do the hacking into the emails or the Instagram.
Oh, right.
We have a good trust going. And that's I don't think he would ever do that. And I would never do that. Plus we share a computer so we could easily just get in there because
you're not logging out and blocking.
Yeah. So, but then you hear about people doing that to people they're in relationships with. Mostly on talk shows, like more.
I'm like sweating right now.
Do you do this?
I'm a huge Snoop.
Have you read my
emails? Ooh, I am. Yeah?
No, I haven't read your emails because we're not sleeping together.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah,
until my creepy ways come in. It got real loud when I leaned in.
We all lean into the mic.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I don't know. I think it's inherent. Like, it's not a trust thing. It's just a, like, total
curiosity.
It's like, I mean, it's insecurity.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Another thing that begets creepiness.
I definitely.
It totally does.
Yeah.
Curiosity, insecurity.
Kills the cat.
Access.
Insecurity,
like,
kills the cat.
You can accidentally be creepy.
Oh, yeah, I've done it. Like, Kevin and I, I've said too much. My partner and I, we live together, and I've definitely, like, he has been nothing but faithful to me since we've been committed to one another. But when we first started dating, you know, we had our ups and downs before we started off.
Yeah, yeah.
He had relationships in his past. He had one girlfriend he was with for a long time. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, what happened here? I mean, it wasn't a good relationship. There's a reason why they broke up. But I would, like, see
it's still, like...
Well, you go through, not, like, on purpose, but I'd find, like, an old journal. And then it'd be, like, a fit. And you open it up. And you're like, oh, God, I don't want to read this. Because it's a relationship from 5 years ago.
For sure. Like, that is, like... It has taken its course, but you still feel threatened
by
the fact that
it happens.
Oh,
I had such insecurity. Like, we went to a mutual friend's, like, their mutual friend's wedding, and she was so weird to me.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I was, like,
hard.
On some drugs, and, you know, I was, like, I could feel
like,
the
I was touching her face
and
on
like,
mushrooms.
What?
Yeah, she didn't want to dance with me, and I guess I touched her butt.
She just made a very clear point to be, like, oh, we're all friends, and you're an outsider here. And I was just, like, I'm not supposed to care. Like, but I definitely built, it took a long time because in my head, there was a reason why they weren't together and I was some in between or like, you know, that wasn't the case at all. But he's made it very clear to me. But in the beginning, I just felt you compare yourself to people and that brings out the creep in anyone when you're like, what do they have that I don't
have?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's like a single white female.
Yeah, I did a thing, I like, and it's embarrassing because I'm really trying not to be, like, it's like not, it's not how one should behave as a grown person.
No, insecurity is what brings
it's
up
like,
some creepy qualities of
if we were
totally,
all healthy, then
we wouldn't do
like,
comedy.
There would be, yeah, this podcast wouldn't exist.
I mean, like, I definitely, my boyfriend is also just, like, the sweetest, kindest, like, will do anything for me person, and I am like, well, let me poke a hole in that.
Yeah,
and,
oh my God, I've done
that. And, like, I found a bottle, like, this was recently, I was like, I guess
that's
I'm just
so
gonna clean out a closet, and I found a box of, like, keepsake letters. I actually have my own envelope that's actually labeled love letters.
Not from your parents.
I have my
I totally keep
old
letters.
I keep all that stuff, too.
I've got my own
exes,
shit.
Everything.
But
yeah.
I found his, and I, like, read all of them, and then
I would have, too, though.
Right?
I
texted him, and I was like...
Physical
letters. I texted him. I was like, I found your boring ass letters from your stupid ex. I was like, nice handwriting. I was like, totally dragged her for no reason. And I, like, went on this whole thing. And then I was like, okay, babe, chill out. You're being so crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the best part was
he
didn't get any of those text messages.
Yes!
And so I was like, and then I was like, he hadn't responded. I was like, oh my God, I'm such a psycho.
So mad. I'm so sorry.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I just, you know what? I'm sorry. And he was like, for what?
Yeah, what
and
happened?
I was like, oh my God, you know what?
Are you okay?
Absolutely
amazing.
Nothing.
Amazing.
I was like, you idiot, don't do that.
Yeah.
Also, it's like they were in arts. It literally doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So doesn't
matter.
It is
not part of your relationship.
It's
totally
so crazy.
But it's so easy to know that. Like I can, like, if
oh,
you guys talk about it, I'm like, oh yeah, like, he loves you. Like, you're fine. But, like, we all do it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh,
I still get threatened so easy.
Before we had gotten serious, Kevin had dated a girl for a while. Like, not even, he's like, it wasn't even, like, that much of a relate. It was, like, a very casual 2 month dating while we were kind of, like, not talking
like
or whatever.
They had a fling.
And I was like, oh, I built her up in my head, like, she's more artistic and cooler. I just, like, you know, when you just start thinking, you start second-guessing all the things he liked about you, and the reason he liked her is because he's offering all these things.
Yeah.
She could party harder and be out longer. This is when we're, like, 24 or 25.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, she's all these cool party girl, artsy. And then, obviously, he ended up picking me, like, they had wrapped things up, and then
we
started dating. And then she had left and studied, or she taught abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back and was, like, working at the same place she was working before. And we'd see her, and I was like, they're going to reconnect. Like, that's the reason that, you know,
she's
and that's not
and
why.
Now she's gonna speak five languages.
I know. And I was feeling really insecure. And Kevin at one point was like, you're the godmother of my nephew. Like, isn't a casual.
Yeah.
We clearly have a. Like,
not
I
that
hate
it's about winners, but you won.
But yeah,
like
this
that's
is,
the
it's
thing.
Not a winner situation, but like, this is.
Yeah.
But you want. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the game's over. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you think I would be like, oh, you're back? Like, that's not what it was in the first place.
Totally.
But in my head, I'm like, the only reason he's with me is because
she
was going to go. You know, and that wasn't it at all.
Like,
I'm a psycho.
But you could, argue that, like, men have treated us in certain ways that have set us up for these dynamics also.
Yeah, I mean, there's, because even, it's like.
What are you talking about? Men don't do anything.
Like, yeah.
They're
men
fine.
Are perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. On this podcast, men
it's
are
more
perfect. and women are creepy. No. No, but I mean,
no, you're
true.
Right. You're right.
Like, not only personal anecdotes, but when you look at media and you also just look at what, like, not even just history, but, like, the news.
Yeah.
You know, celebrity news, political news, how women are taken for granted.
Sure.
And partners are left and, yeah, so.
Disregarded and gaslighted and all of that is
a lot
real
of
thing.
The creepiness of women, and this is not excusing us,
no.
But I do think that, like, it's interesting because on one hand, creepiness, like, if you have the power of like, the patriarchal power to enact harm, then you're going to seem creepier easier. Like, I think in that sense, men can seem creepier, especially straight men. But on the other hand, because of the way that women are oppressed, we have these paranoias because of that.
Well,
that
you don't
want to
come
creepy.
Across
yeah.
as too needy,
yeah.
too desperate, all the things that you don't want to be, you know.
Exactly.
Asking for things or, like, coming off as not cool and confident when all, and then, like, this girl, I just want to give love.
Yeah. There's
We're
this
all
weird...
like, I hear you, sister.
Yeah.
Maybe
totally.
Someone should have taken her phone, you know.
I know. Like, there's part of, like, yeah, watching the video, again, like, she didn't seem, she obviously is not well, but even beyond that, there was a part of me that I felt uncomfortable because there are aspects of it that are relatable.
Sure.
You know, like, they're like
I've definitely put myself through helping, like,
yeah,
is he thinking of me? Am I, you know, like, just those
maybe
stupid
I should just
things.
Smother him so that you
how
know
like,
so
he
knows I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that with technology and, like,
oh,
being
God.
Able to instantly reach people at any given time constantly
and night
has,
or day.
Yeah, it has really increased what can happen under, like, in, you know, in the freaking DMs constantly.
Yeah.
And men have that opportunity as well as women. But, like, I am constantly shocked at, like, people who will just friend me, who don't know me. And, like, I, you know, you look for mutual friends
or
whatever.
For sure.
But they have instant access to your intimate, like,
pictures of you.
Pictures of, like, they can figure out where you live, like, location.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a creepy day and time. Like, people are, we willingly give.
We're like, here's where I am. Here's my location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my feelings. Here are all the people close to me. Like,
I
someone
mean,
wants to hurt
how
you.
How many times have you creeped on somebody via Facebook in the last 10 years.
Oh, I stalk. Sometimes, do you guys ever have a moment on Facebook where you're stalking someone and you forgot how you got to their page?
Totally. Because
you've been stalking like a friend and then a friend of a friend and then this other person, like, and their boyfriend's ex, and you're like, what?
Who is this guy? And then you know way too much about him, and then you see him and you're like,
hey, what was your name again?
That was me, yeah. And then you're like, you don't know.
Do the fake out?
Oh, God.
I do that. I definitely do that sometimes because I used to feel that I came off creepy, and I think I did just come off creepy because I wouldn't fake it. And I'd be like, oh, my God, what's up? Hey, I remember you because we met twice. And then
we're internet friends.
And I look at your stuff, and you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah.
Right?
So I go out and say it.
Now. Yeah. And I still say it. Like, if I really think someone's cool and then we connect, I'm not going to fake it.
Right.
But I used to just, like, in college, you know, when everyone's trying to be cool, I'd be like, I know. I'd be like, oh, hey, I remember you. I met you at this party, and we're friends on Facebook. And they'd be like, well, yeah, what's your name again?
Yeah, I remember people that I think are cool, and then I'll, like, keep a little tab on them, and then I'll look at their page, and then I'll do the same thing. And then they are like, oh, you,
and
what's your,
like,
name again?
And at first, for a while, I was like, I'm creepy and these people are assholes, and now I'm like, maybe they're assholes, but also maybe they're not. Maybe they just don't remember me.
No,
and I'm like, you know what I mean?
You're
like,
caring in a more visceral way than they are.
Yeah. Well, I think there's also, I mean, there's that Shin song, Caring is Creepy, but I think there is also an aspect where our culture doesn't really, really is terrified of vulnerability.
Sure.
And,
yeah, we display this, like, fake vulnerability in a lot of ways. It's like what we're giving you just what we feel comfortable with. It's not true vulnerability on the internet. Yeah,
totally. And absolutely. It's like, that even plays down to, like, when you want to tell somebody you like them or want to go on a date with them, if you get rejected automatically, it's like you're the loser in situation. When it's like, no, you should just be good at expressing your emotions, but then how you do it. I remember in high school,
totally,
guys used to leave, like, this one guy used to leave, like, notes on a girl's car and wait for her. But, like, she didn't know he liked him, and she did it every day. And it's like, is that weird? That's kind of weird, right? Like, after a while, it's like, if she's like, we're friends, and then he does it again, and he's not picking up on it, it's like,
then it
one part of it's this lovesick thing, but then it's like, okay, dude, like, you need to take a step back and stop leaving me notes on my car.
I had this... go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to echo what you were saying, Mira, where there's this aspect of, like, if somebody likes what you're doing, this big gesture, then it's not creepy. It's romantic.
Yeah.
But if they don't like it, and I think that goes back to, like, one of the reasons that, like, particularly since we're all, you know, straight ladies, like, straight women aren't called creepy as much is because... it's more likely that even if a guy's not actually interested in us, they'll, like, accept it and then, like, have sex and then move on.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas...
we wouldn't... Yeah.
Yeah. We're not necessarily going to do that. That was...
No, yeah. I mean, it's hard because I also, like, I have a really soft spot for, like, nerds and people who are, like, seem like they're on the outskirts of coolness, right?
Totally.
And so that's gotten me into trouble with, like... somehow facilitating
being sweet to somebody, and then they're like, ooh, she's into,
like,
it.
The worst one was, and usually it's totally harmless, and it's like, oh, the AV nerds have crushes on me, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when I was in college my freshman year, that we had, like, an older student who was, like, in his 40s or 50s, he was returning, and I, like, my heart was, like, because he was, like, in with, like, a bunch of kids, and I could,
like,
tell he felt really, and I was
probably,
like,
probably felt really self-conscious.
Totally.
Yeah.
And he was, like, really funny and, like, kind of a sweet, goofy guy, and so I was, like, nice to him. Because I was like, everyone else thought he was super weird.
Right. Like, they thought he was creepy just for existing.
Yeah, like, he's 40 and trying to better himself.
How dare you
try to get an education?
Yeah. So it was like, totally weird. But I thought he was, like, whatever. So then I was nice to him. And then, of course, he started, like, kind of becoming fixated on me a little bit and left a note on my car. But the thing was, like,
The car note thing, that is so...
Well, it's like, then you're like, are they there?
It's happening. I've gotten so many notes on my car. Like, I got asked out to prom on my car.
Mm-hmm.
I got... So anyways, so he left a note, and I told my mom, and my mom freaked, because she was like...
How old were you? 19?
I was like 18 or 19. And
so
she
you're
was,
barely legal.
So she was oh, no. So she, like, called the dean. It became this whole thing. He got, like, in trouble, and it was the saddest, most gut-wrenching thing to see this guy, like, couldn't look at me in class. Like, it was awful, and I felt so bad, but, like, but honestly, also, she's
now
right.
That you're, now that you're not 19, you realize that he was being creepy.
Totally.
But, like, yeah, you gave him an inch and he took a mile kind
of
thing. Yeah.
And it's like, you can't do that with, like young
can you imagine
women.
Even
like,
someone our age, I would call out, like if a man, like, in his 30s was, like, hitting on a 19-year-old, I'd be like, gotten in arguments with men in the comedy scene.
Totally.
Who are, like, dating women who are barely legal, because I'm like, you seem creepy.
This like, is, like, this, a predator.
What does
it comes
say
across
about
as
you?
A control thing, in my
opinion.
Like,
you can't handle being
with
someone.
They're fetishizing someone who's younger and looks up to them in a way, or
someone
that, it just, I agree. It's a hard line to cruise.
Hard line to cruise.
It's a hard line to cruise. And it's, especially, like, who was the writer who just came out, didn't come out, he was exposed as,
Oh, Juno Diaz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so sad.
That made me
so,
I mean, like.
I don't know as much about it, but it was like, he basically cornered, in that position where you're someone that a younger person
like a
admires, you are a mentor, I have never had that, and that to me, that's like the most, that would be heart-wrenching.
It is.
Yeah, it's a betrayal.
I've had mentors-ish say kind of demeaning things to me after the fact when I kind of written them off, like the owner of my improv theater saying, oh, I would have hit on you if I, you know, I was like, well, now I feel like this big. Thank you so much. Like,
no, I've had youth leaders who like, I've never had a youth leader who crossed the line while they were my youth leader, but, like, once I became older, like, they were friendly with me on social media in a way that made it clear.
Ew,
do you know what I mean?
That
no.
they would
like,
be into it.
That they, like, kind of thought of that, or...
Ew, like, anytime it's, like, you knew someone
as a child,
and then later on, like, there was a guy, there was a teacher at my school that married a student, like, years later. It's like, she was a student, and now she's not a student, but at one point she was, and that means at some point you're like, all right, I'd be into that. Like, there's a lot of gray area in that situation.
I mean, you think about, like, with celebrities, like, and this, I think, mostly happens with young female celebrities, like, the whole, like, countdown until they turn 18.
Oh, it's so gross.
Which is so disgusting. It's like a culture of pedophilia.
Well, it's like, 100%.
What it is.
100%.
Well, I don't want to shame anybody for doing anything that gets
shame.
But like you watch, like, I think Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things is a really good example. She's 14 and she's doing like fashion shoots, and some of them are appropriate, but some are like,
well,
I don't know, like Natalie Portman
talks
about how when she was a kid she started getting like weird Natalie Portman because she was in The Professional, like 12 or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
Being,
so gross.
And then,
and
like,
such a good actress.
And so good. And then from that age, she's always had men write her letters or just, like, that sexualization of her for so long.
And, like, movie critics write stuff about people, like,
the way they describe kids, they're like, oh, her, she's mature. And I'm like, no, yes, she's going to look older with makeup on.
Sure.
Like, but that doesn't mean you get to be a pedophile.
So disgusting.
Well, there was a whole thing about, like, back to Stranger Things, but there was, like, a kiss at the end of the season that one of the girls didn't know about. And they were, like, a little guy. And the guy's, like, a 14-year-old kid, too, but they were, like, surprised her with a kiss. And she didn't know, and it's her first kiss, and it's, like,
and it's to also, like, tell him to do that.
And
put
him in a place where he, and then these adults are, like, orchestrating this romantic moment. It's just a little strange.
And then, and in interviews, she said, no, that made me feel really
uncomfortable. But
so
it's like,
sad.
But then you see her, but and then they put them all in these adult situations where, like, maybe she wasn't ready for that first kiss to be on screen. Or,
well,
like,
Katy Perry kissed, I mean, he was technically over 18, it's different, but she kissed a voice contestant.
That
and
was weird.
He, like, had a whole thing, like, he was religious. He had a whole thing about basically, not, I don't know if it was his virginity, but it was about his first kiss and waiting for the right
woman. Was that his first kiss?
And it was his first kiss, and she's like, you've never been kissed? Like,
here, I'm Katy Perry.
And he's like, no, like, I'm conservative. I know that's, like, weird, you know, to a lot of people. And so she thought it would be funny when they were, like, judging him to, like, be like, oh, come give me a hug. And then she sneak kissed him.
No.
And he even was like, he felt so awkward.
And later,
and, like,
I guess, I think she apologized, like, they talked on the phone, and he's like, I don't count that as my first kiss, because it was, like, you know.
Because you're Katy
Perry. He's like, because you're a whore, Katy Perry.
Everybody Everybody knows it, baby.
It's also like that assumption. I think it goes back. Like, she assumed because she's this, like, you know, beautiful, famous celebrity that, like, she couldn't be creepy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that he's going
to
love it.
Don't you think that's what a lot of these people who are coming down on it, like, it's all happening to them now, like Bill Cosby and the Harvey Weinstein, they probably didn't think it, and this is how twisted they're, because they were doing some truly awful things, but they probably thought it was an honor.
Yeah.
Or you're welcome.
They're like, I have power, why wouldn't you want to fuck me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And there's probably women that do that too. Not
yeah.
Because we're not monsters, but
I tried to have, like, a scumbag persona for a little while. Not even, like, I was like, I'm just, because I think, because I wear tinted aviators like I am right now.
You guys can't see it. Well, we'll take a photo.
We'll take a photo.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like it's like, people are like, haha, you look like a Coke dealer. And I'm like, totally not like that at all. But I was like, maybe I should just be a scumbag.
Maybe I should be a Coke dealer.
No,
yeah.
Maybe I will do that now. But no, I feel like I thought it would be, because that's how funny it is to be like.
Yeah, like, it's absurd
it's
that
absurd.
You would be a scumbag, because obviously you're not.
But it's,
yeah.
Right, and I can't do, like, I don't even want to, like, bone dudes, like, off the street, but I just thought it'd be funny to be like, if I'd be like, hell yeah, that guy's hot as fuck, but like, that's not what I'm like at all, and that's, like,
yeah.
Women just aren't, that's not, like, what we're supposed to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a period in time when I was working at Macy's at the Taste Bar, which is basically trying to be Starbucks.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we had to wear hats and aprons, and it was very demeaning, you know?
Yeah,
because,
sure.
Because we would get in trouble. When I answered the phone, I would get in trouble if I didn't say, hi, this is Macy's Taste Bar. How can I make your day outstanding? And I got a write-up once for not saying the outstanding part, and I was like,
I'm out.
And so one of my ways of making that job less shitty was like asking customers really inappropriate questions, but it was usually regulars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, you know, they're grown men, and I thought it was
hanging out at a Macy's in the middle of the day. A lot of questions,
you know. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's like the one place
like
that I wouldn't think would have regulars, but they're like, I come to this Macy's every other Wednesday.
They're like all wearing trench coats,
yeah,
like Dockers, like priest in the Dockers.
It was very, I mean, because it was downtown Seattle, so it was like, it was customers, it was either Macy's shoppers, of course,
sure.
There were Macy's employees, there was a lot of people who were, like, doing drugs in the bathroom, you know,
sure.
There was a lot of homeless
sick.
People,
that classic Macy's
tourists,
experience.
You know,
yeah.
Macy's,
you know,
and so, there was a lot of other Macy's employees, I would ask, but this one man told me he was getting divorced, and I was like, I'm so sorry. And then at one point, I was 19. I was an idiot.
Yeah.
At one point I asked, I was like, were you guys just not having sex? And like, can you imagine?
No,
and
my God.
You're like frothing up.
Yeah, I was like, because, you know, I've read articles and like sex is one of the main reasons, like sex and money, are some of the, and I'm like, If you switched us and he was in his 40s making a latte and I was getting divorced, just switching the genders, it doesn't even matter about the age.
Yeah,
it would be so creepy.
Totally.
And I think it was creepy of me, but I didn't, I just thought it was funny because I'm, you know,
right.
I'm like,
you're pushing.
Also, it's his pain. And
I mean,
that's horrible.
You're like,
but,
you and your wife weren't the Lincoln?
Yeah, like I'm like, haha, I'm so like quirky and,
oh,
you know,
God.
Whatever.
He's
fuck,
like,
fuck me.
My life is being destroyed. I actually, when I bartend, and so at my old place, my specialty is like, divorced dads, but I would zero in if I saw a guy and I was like, actually, that guy's like kind of hot, and it would be like,
I bet he's got a troubled marital past.
I mean, it would be
like, love hot dads.
I mean, totally,
yeah.
And it would be my entertainment for the night because I would be like, I'm just gonna like flirt with this guy, and then it would develop. Like, I've developed accidentally, like. Year-long regulars who come in and they're like, well, she was paying attention to me once. And I'm like, I was just being creepy for fun because I thought you were kind of hot. And now...
I get nervous about that. That's why I don't even try to...
I keep it
friendly, but I don't ever want to give anybody any room. I don't know. It really...
I love
giving
room.
I feel so uneasy about it, though. I often wondered why I was put... Not friend zone isn't a real thing, but why men and I would stay friends instead of ever going the next level. It's because I really put off a very, like... No funny business. I want you to respect me first, no matter what kind of friendship it was. And I've been like that since I was like 15.
I mean, you also wear a bonnet.
I'm also very concerned.
You
I'm wearing
guys
a
can't
turtleneck.
See, but she has the bonnet on
I'm
right
wearing
now.
A total long Victorian
flannel.
Skirt.
She has a long denim long sleeve.
My hair is in a long braid and a long sleeve vest.
Actually, she looks
you
like
know
a lot of homeschool moms I knew growing up.
A long sleeve vest, aka a jacket.
Yeah, yeah. A long sleeve vest. I'm going to start calling my jackets that now. Thank you.
But I really try not to, like, engage because it really makes me uneasy.
Yeah.
Getting that kind of attention.
To leave that hanging and not
to
know.
Leave it on hanging or to, like, give anyone room to think that there's a
I love the
unsent.
Room, by
and
the way.
Lillian lives in the room.
I live in the room.
She lives in the room where people are like, hey,
And I'm like, I'm listening.
The will they, won't they room. Like,
that is my like, jam.
Yeah, the will they, won't they.
It makes my skin
crawl. Sam and Diane all day, every day.
But they ended up doing it, and then she left him.
Okay, well, I don't...
If you haven't watched Cheers, you should.
Spoiler alert, Anna.
In eighth grade, when I was really depressed, I watched Cheers all the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, but it's like, so now when I rewatch them, like, you got me through, you know?
Carla, you were
making the way in the world today, little 14-year-old problem. And like,
yeah. I was like, cool.
These middle-aged bar goers, I guess.
They really get me.
They get me so much.
You're like, I can't wait to be just a sad person in a bar.
Now that I am, you know?
Yeah.
Now that I'm just a sad person in the bar.
It's less charming, but.
Yeah. Well, recently, I'm just going to say, like, the places where I've shut it down because I was taking a Greyhound bus the other day back from vacation.
Stop bragging.
Because when I vacation, I'm luxury.
You have a cool life. You take the Greyhound.
In the South. I take the Greyhound in the South specifically. But the two times I've been at a Greyhound station, either early in the morning or early in the morning, I've had men come up behind me who either have been in the station or on the bus with me. And I'm with my partner, my boyfriend, the entire time. One guy came up to me in San Francisco behind me and said, well, I was at the vending machine.
Oh, yes. I love this.
I'm acting out. Uh-huh. I like you. Which is like, what do you say to that?
Maybe he was talking to the Doritos.
Maybe he's like, I want Doritos. Yeah. F7, please.
I talk to my food like that sometimes.
And then yesterday morning, a man came up behind you while Kevin was standing right next to me. And I knew he was weird. He was sitting in front of me on the bus. I knew he was a creep because he just was putting off those vibes. Some people are just like, eh.
Yeah, that, like, it's like the way, like.
And he's looking for a moment where you catch his eye so he can, like, she saw me and now I can say something.
Yeah, like, you can't look at them. There's this
you have
hate.
To, like you. No, and if you if make, you and I didn't contact. Even, I was putting stuff in my bag and I looked up and he saw my eyes and he came up and he stood behind
me.
He's
like, that's my cue.
And he said, hi, but he said it like this. He goes, hi.
No.
And then I'm just like, put things in your bag and you keep. And he stood there for, like, one, two, three, count Kevin again, right next to me, like, charging his phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, just don't look at him. Like, New York has taught you to just, like, look through people. What a gift.
Perfect.
But
yeah,
it's like,
great.
The
just
two.
Erase others.
But
yeah.
What if I would have fallen in love? What a meet cute that would have been. I was like, hi.
Yeah.
Well, were you just on that Winston-Salem Greyhound bus that smelled like fish? Let's
was
connect.
That you
was
then?
Was that you that smelled like fish?
Wow.
Tell me more.
I pictured for both of those guys just R. Crumb, the cartoonist.
Oh, for sure.
One of them, yes. One of them, no.
Oh, okay. Well, I was almost right.
One of them,
right.
Yes. One of them, no. If you're taking a bus and you've got no bags, what's going on?
Yeah, what?
Where are you going? If you're taking a bus to another town and you got no bags, what are you running from, brother?
Like, oh, wow.
You just riding the bus? How's this happening?
Like, you're just in a rush to get on this Greyhound.
I gotta get on this Greyhound.
Not
I paid the $12
together in a bag.
I just wanted to hang out at the Charlotte bus depot
he's
and
got,
thing.
Like a bindle.
I love that.
Yeah. Wow.
That's my demo. That's Greyhound bus. Every time, it's always without fail. I'm gonna go to another one just tomorrow to hang out and see what happens.
This reminds me, I was a creep on a plane once. I fell asleep, and I move a lot in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I played footsie with a man in my
dreams. That is so in your
I it was one of those things where the physical thing is happening in your dream,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of woke up and I realized that I was playing footsie. And I don't know if this man was into it or if he just felt so uncomfortable. Like,
oh my god,
was he next to you?
Yeah,
you're
he was
like,
next
footsie?
To me, and I was like playing footsie.
Did you know? How did you know? Did he tell you? Like, well, that.
Well, like, it was like, you know, where you're groggy and you kind of like open your eyes, and I was like, my foot is touching his. So then I just kind of did like a pronounced yawn and like moved.
I've been sleeping this
like,
entire time.
Like,
oh
because,
God.
Yeah, because I was sleeping, but I was also in that half state. And so then when I realized I was actually playing footsie with this man, like, I don't know if he got off the plane and he was like, I just got. You know.
Is that what they call love?
Yeah, like, if he was like, that was amazing. Or if he was like, that was really creepy, but she was sleeping. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you can be creepy in your sleep, you guys.
Damn
it's
it.
Possible. Yeah.
All
I know.
Right.
I thought there was one safe space.
See, and I'm just, like, open mouth breathing on planes. So I'm like, ah.
I mean, also creepy.
It's also a valid creep point. Yeah. People don't like snores, and I am one, so sorry. I'm a creep.
Do you guys like, so, I mean, okay, so we've talked a lot about, like, the definition of creepy, mm-hmm. right? So, like, there's a lot of things around it. Like, if you appreciate something weird that someone does, then it's not creepy anymore. It loses its creepy power.
Well, right. Like you were saying, like, if you like the person and they leave notes on your car, that's awesome. And it's like a dream come true. It's a romantic comedy. Exactly. Yeah. Every romantic comedy, if it's by a person you're not interested in, could be a totally different movie.
It's
a stalker
tale. It's like a case report for a restraining order.
Yeah, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That could be...
Oh my gosh.
That whole movie's awful. That's a different conversation. But like every romantic gesture, if it's not by the person you want it from, totally creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of it's about
perception.
You know, perception. And again, I think that's one of the reasons that women aren't perceived as creepy as much because like
people usually want
to. Not to generalize, but I'm generalizing. Like a lot of. Yeah, a lot of straight men are more likely, even if they're like, oh, I don't want to date you, they're more likely to just be like, sure, I'll take this attention.
Yeah,
for sure. Because they're not getting harassed when
But the worst part, too, sometimes if that does happen, and even if a woman can be semi-interested, they can become off as crazy. Or, you know, that's just classic labeling for someone to be like, well, I'm not into you, and you're clearly into me, and you're not getting that, and maybe it's because I haven't been clear, but you're crazy now. And it's like, well, I mean,
I think that if I went full crazy, I could win somebody over like a guy could.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But isn't that, it's always this heroic attempt to win someone over, but like,
it is.
What if is there a movie where a woman does that, where she like goes over the top and wins over like a really cool, hot
dude? That's a really good question, because I don't feel like,
the one I think of, but she never does, is My Best Friend's Wedding. She's like, she goes out of her way to get him back, thinking she's the one for him, and he's like, nah.
He's like, actually,
we're friends.
Actually, I want to just marry this woman who's 20 years old and quitting her life to marry me.
Yeah, that movie doesn't have a great message, but
I watched that movie a few months ago, and I was livid.
It's awful.
There's a lot of bad in it. I mean, I used to love it, and I remember that I watched it recently, and I'm like, this she's like being
feels like a very
Julia Robert,
movie.
Yeah, and then Cameron Diaz. You're like, well, she's got to have more to her, and at the end, she kind of has a moment where she's like, "Fuck you! I know what you're doing. I'm not stupid."
And I hate it when, there's a female character that's positioned as shallow or dumb, and I want there to be more, but mm-hmm. the movie never gives it to me, so I'm just like, oh, I guess I have to hate this trope.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Like, I only get to like one woman in this movie.
Classic. One woman.
But I think what you were saying, like, is like a really good point. I think women get called crazy so easily, and men get called creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I sound like Steve Harvey right now. Obviously, this is within
Bronwyn has a child that's going to do an amazing trick now.
Like, there's a lot of gender variance.
No, that's a really true point, though.
Things to take into consideration. But, you know,
women get called crazy, men get called creepy.
Yeah.
I've had women come up to me, like,
gonna
through
be the
comedy.
Name of my new book.
Chicken soup for the ladies.
Crazy soul.
Right.
I've had people come up to me, and I've been talking to someone who I don't know who's a part of comedy, and I'm just like, oh, nice to meet you. You're XYZ. And I'm like, that's a weird name. Yeah. And then people come up to me like, oh, he's a total creep. And it's like, well, okay. Like,
why?
Sure, why?
Yeah.
Like, that. There's been some things happening. You know, I want to believe everybody. I want to believe women. And if people have been harassed or put down, I want to believe that. But if you're just writing somebody off because you had a bad date, it's hard for me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get blocked.
No, I'm not leaving women. No,
yeah, but I'm just saying there's sometimes guys, people don't like people because they had a bad or weird interaction.
Like, oh, he's awkward, or he was kind of like weird to me.
Or someone
or I'm not attracted to him and he gave me too much attention.
Yeah, same goes for women too.
Really
it goes back and forth.
Than like all of the real stuff that happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like if someone is aggressive towards you, sure. But if you're like, oh, he waited outside of my house for me before our date for 30 minutes, and that was weird. Or whatever. You know, there's little things.
Well, that is weird.
I don't know. I've been out of the game
too
long. But I think it's all it goes back to, like,
absolutely.
If you want, I mean, there's so many lines that can be crossed. And I'm like, I don't know. The lights flash.
No, I totally agree with you, though. It's like, I think it's really hard to talk about all the gray zones. Which is why I wanted to talk about being creepy and how women can be creepy. And, like, because if I just talked about men being creepy, I don't know, it almost feel too easy.
Oh, yeah.
No. Super, you know, easy. Like, and also I didn't want it to turn into a Me Too podcast because,
yeah,
you know, like, I, like, well, because if, yeah, I talk about men being creepy, it's probably going to turn into a rape podcast. And that's, those need to exist, but
nonetheless, yeah.
Yeah,
we're,
yeah,
trying, I mean, for comedy.
Yeah. Right.
I think my creepiness goes into, like, especially now living in a social media world that has never existed in ways that our grandparents or parents knew.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe your mom's creepy because she has a crush on the one guy and they, you know, drove past his house every day. And right. I definitely did that in high school too, but now,
yeah,
you can go back,
it's
look at old photos. I mean, you,
yeah,
can really get sucked in, whether,
oh,
it's somebody
through
you hardly know or someone you want to know or want to be with or whatever.
Yeah.
The opportunities are there to get all your information.
I mean, like, I've gone back on guys and whoever's posts and been like, when did this person start liking this person's post?
Oh,
when did
detective Facebook detective,
especially like, wait, oh yeah, for like, especially when you have a you know, a premonition. I couldn't,
yeah,
figure out what that word was.
Exactly.
That people are having sex with each other.
I do that all
I
the time when I'm like,
out,
oh, are they dating? And,
yeah,
then I'll like turn to Kevin. I'm like, do you think they're dating? He's like, I don't care. I'm like, I do.
Yeah.
To
I
the dark
care
web I go. Yeah. I'm like,
care about
someone's
that
paying,
yeah,
me to write a scoop. It's like, nobody,
yeah,
you're not writing a news.
And then once I find out I'm bored, I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, they're home. I guess they're sleeping together. Anyway,
yeah,
on the next.
Conquest is done.
So stupid.
They're together.
Especially,
right,
with like a scene of people as,
oh,
comedy
for sure,
is, and you see the people moving and changing. And
yeah. You're like, what's everyone's
who's
relationship
married,
to
who's
each other?
Who's together? Oh,
yeah,
my God, they're together. How'd they meet? What's going on? Do they like each other still?
Speaking of internet stalking, we're gonna wrap up here, but I wanted, you know, if you guys have any shows or anything you want to plug that people can stalk you at or your,
sure,
Twitter handles, you know, feel free to.
I'm Lil DePayne at Instagram and then just my name on Twitter, and I host a show every Monday at Pink's,
uh-huh,
with Mehran Kignani, who is a crazy person, and we have a great time.
It's fabulous.
And then a monthly, and the next one's June 10th at Max Fish.
Perfect.
Which is fun. Yeah.
Perfect. So we can all stalk you there.
No, please,
yeah,
absolutely.
Fine. She wants
anyway
it. She's the one with the
asking for it.
Perfect.
So thank,
yeah,
you.
First of all, Lil DePayne sounds like a rap name.
Yes, I,
yeah,
know.
Hey, oh, look at that. That's not Lil DePayne.
Uh-huh.
That's the Usher, too.
I am so happy that
you,
that just happened.
You specifically cover Usher.
Thank you.
Lillian has so much to promote, and I honestly...
These are just shows I'm hosting. It's, like, the lamest. It's, like, I'm putting on a party, and I'm a nerd, so it's...
I have not gotten to the point where I have much happening for me these days. No, I've got shows coming up, but just follow me on all social media. Look,
yes,
look to my old photos. At my, I keep it simple, at Mara Wiles.
You have a great Twitter. You have more followers,
yeah,
than I do. So.
I do have a good Twitter, and I think people in New York need to recognize that. And
solid Twitter game over here, okay?
I have,
yeah,
a lot of followers, but not a lot of likes, so find me on
get
there.
Get that engagement up,
yes,
for Mara.
Yes.
I've got the fans. Most of them are bots, but...
Hey, I mean, if... I just want interactive bots. Like,
yeah,
honestly, like, I'd throw out a few
yeah,
acquaintances for that.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I'm working on stuff, so keep an eye to the ground for the projects coming
on
your way.
One.
This one's going to blow up.
We got some big
up
news coming out.
A lot of big news happening. I'm leaning in like I'm telling you a secret. A lot of big news
doing
happening.
Doing a Sheryl Sandberg over here, okay? and, I mean, I'm Bronwyn Isaac. You guys, please follow me. Bronwyn Isaac. Bronwyn, okay? On Twitter, and I'll force you to pay attention to me even more. Thank you, creeps. Love you, creeps. Rate, review.
Yeah.
We're on,
yeah,
iTunes. We're on all the things. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, creeps.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.